This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 17th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai spent time with the Senate Finance Committee today. Chairman Ron Wyden of Oregon emphasized the need for the Biden administration to keep trading partners playing by the rules.
Because without trade enforcement, our trade laws aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Senator Charles Grassley shared his displeasure with tariffs and barriers U.S. ethanol faces in trade with Brazil.
I'm currently also extremely concerned about Brazilian market access restrictions. We are in coordination with USDA, including at political levels, actively engaging with our counterparts in Brazil on market access barriers to U.S. ethanol, including those tariffs and regulatory barriers that you're talking about. Our objective is to ensure that U.S. ethanol can once again compete on a level playing field with domestically produced ethanol in Brazil.
The AgriPulse weekly newsletter hit inboxes this morning. Steve Davis says EPA and the Endangered Species Act top the list of stories.
We'll let off with a story that I wrote about a herbicide strategy the EPA has been putting together to try to come up with some common conservation practices that producers can use to minimize impact on endangered species.
You can learn more about receiving that newsletter at www.agripulse.com. Davis says House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson trying diligently to get legislative traction for a new farm bill. But that road is uphill.
Chairman Thompson really wants to get something marked up, but he's in a very difficult spot, as Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has said, because he needs support from Democrats to get the bill through, but he's having a bit of a sticking point there because he wants to update what's called the Thrifty Food Plan under SNAP, which is something that the Democrats are very, very wary of. But he's trying to negotiate while he's getting pressure from, we'll say, the far right portion of his conference. So he's in a very difficult position.
Deputy Ag Secretary spending time with ag journalists today with a topic of nutrition. Hannah Packle has more.
The Department of Agriculture is partnering with the Reinvestment Fund to help strengthen local food financing programs and improve access to healthy foods in underserved communities. Funding will be made available through the American Rescue Plan. 16 public-private partnerships will receive $40.3 million in grants under the Healthy Food Financing Initiative. Deputy Secretary Sociale Torres-Small says the financial assistance will help lower food insecurity.
The HFFI Partnerships Program offers grants to support public-private partnerships between organizations across different sectors that will work together at the local, state, or regional levels to improve access to fresh, healthy, affordable food. The program accomplishes this by providing financial and technical assistance to partner organizations dedicated to improving food access to communities across the country.
Torres-Small says this funding will also help farmers expand into new markets while combating food deserts.
Secretary Vilsack is laser focused on how we can invest in small and mid-sized farms, and by so doing, empower and support rural towns and rural people. One fundamental part of that, as we invest in local and regional markets, is making sure there's a clear food supply chain that helps get those farmers' products to new, more, and better markets. And this is a fundamental way to do that.
The 16 partnerships announced today will help fund 75 local organizations across the country in 20 states and Washington, D.C. For AgriPulse, I'm Hannah Pagel.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.